The stock market slide has been unnerving for pension and mutual fund managers who are responsible for billions of dollars of other people's money. But managing all that money also gives them some added clout, and trustees for two huge state pension funds hope to use this as leverage to get Wall Street firms to change the way they do business. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Richard Moore is treasurer of the state of North Carolina and trustee of the state pension plan. He believes it's no accident this stock market is in the doldrums. He says people have seen they can no longer believe what companies tell them.
Either you couldn't rely on the fundamental accounting procedures, you couldn't rely on published earnings, or it seems we can't have a day go by that we don't hear stories about senior corporate officials at various companies abusing their positions.
And on top of that, Moore says, investors have to worry about equity analysts embellishing companies' reputations to help their employers land investment banking accounts.
In many ways, those people in today's world form the foundation of confidence and trust in the public marketplace. What you never want is you never want a situation where there is either direct or indirect pressure on someone not to say the truth.
Moore says he and New York State Comptroller H. Carl McCall plan to use their status as sole trustees of their state's pension funds to push for needed reforms. New York's state pension system has $112 billion under management. North Carolina's has $60 billion.
We could have a huge market impact, and wouldn't it be wonderful if we could clean up some of the perceptions and some of the actual abuses of Wall Street, not in a regulatory way, but in a pure capitalistic, market-driven fashion, by having large customers say, we don't really want you to do business like this anymore.
Moore believes other state pension fund trustees who manage trillions of dollars in assets may join him and McCall in asking for changes. They haven't revealed exactly what they want brokerages to do. Moore says he would like analysts to ask more probing questions and look beyond the numbers at how companies actually conduct themselves. Other trustees may have different priorities. The notion of state pension fund managers making various demands worries the Securities Industry Association, according to spokesman James Spellman.
We're concerned because what it means is that regulation of the industry, the securities industry, is devolving into a state-by-state regulation. That's problematic.
Because, he says, a national market needs to be regulated nationally. Spellman says firms and regulators are already taking steps to shore up public confidence. His association has helped put together a list of best practices, for example.
They specifically state that an analyst compensation should not be tied directly to a specific investment banking transaction.
Merrill Lynch & Company has already agreed to this in a settlement with New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. But Richard Moore believes that more pressure is needed. State pension fund trustees aren't the only ones casting for ways to use their influence. For instance, Fidelity Investments, the nation's largest mutual fund, is focusing on whether CEOs are being overpaid. Fidelity's Board of Trustees is considering using its ballots in shareholder votes to discourage excessively large compensation packages. Since 1990, CEO pay has jumped more than fivefold. That was easier for investors to swallow when they were making lots of money, too. Nowadays, it's adding to doubts about whether company officers are really putting the interests of shareholders first. And it's one more reason institutional investors are eager to make companies more accountable. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.